Welcome back to Saturday Night Sega! Hooray! Only it's still not live. I'm back on air for the first time in, well, I suppose if you...
For the first time
in forever. Well, I suppose that is appropriate, but... yeah, I mean, if you're not counting the two DJ sets, this is probably the first proper Saturday Night Sega in, what, 3 weeks? Obviously, there wasn't one last week, because it was Club Sonic, and I hope you enjoyed that. I really enjoyed putting that set together, actually, week before that, summer soundtrack. Didn't enjoy putting that one together quite so much. It was, I'm happy with how it came out, but I'm happier with Club Sonic. Anywho, I'm back off my jollies. Unfortunately for me, happily for everyone else, I'm sure. It was really, really fun tweeting on the Saturday Night Sega account, let me tell you, when I was in Orlando, tweeting at like 11 o'clock in the morning, because that's pretty much the only time in the day where I could have been like, oh, in like 4 hours, you know, tune in to Saturday Night Sega. And it's like, you know, it's like, Jesus, it's not even lunchtime for me yet. So that was fun. Yeah, hope you've all missed me. Hi. I'm still not live, still pre-recorded. And that's because this week, what's Gavi doing? Well, it's my birthday.
Go,
I was kind of hoping, well, I don't want anyone to quote 50 Cent, but I was kind of hoping that that's the way it would go. Mina's here, by the way.
Hello.
Yay! She's cleaning jewellery at the minute.
Yes.
Is it exciting?
Yes.
Yeah? Is it all you hoped for and more? Yeah. So...
My diamonds are actually
hot. Oh! Yeah, obviously, you haven't heard from Mina in quite a while, because the last Saturday Night Sega where I actually did some speaking, she went to sleep. She was asleep for the whole show. You know the Disney... Oh, no! No, it's the Disney episode! You weren't here for the Disney episode. You went out, didn't you? You went out. You went out on a party. Speaking of Disney, there are going to be a couple of songs that aren't Sega songs that I am playing during the course of this show, because I want to introduce everyone to the concept of holiday songs. Yeah, I know, but whilst they already exist, I don't think many people have heard of them. So I wanted to introduce the concept of a holiday song. I also want to talk a little bit about a Kickstarter that's going on at the moment, which obviously you guys would know about because, well, it launched last Saturday, as it happened, on a very special birthday. Well, I'll say very special birthday, on a birthday. Also want to talk about Skies of Arcadia, because that's a thing that, because the soundtrack for that came out, or it got re-released whilst I was away on my jollies, and I have it. So there's two tracks that I don't think anybody would have heard before. I'm kind of hoping that no one else has played it on any other Radio Sega show. So if they haven't, and I haven't seen the Radio Sega Twitter account tweet about it, I might now have to frantically check just to make sure that they haven't. Let's have a look. Ruadio. Ruadio. No. Cool. Just me then. So yeah, I'm gonna have a gander. And let's see. There aren't that many tweets about things. Saturday Night Sega related wise while I was away. Boo. Guest nights. That's nice. Nice little gift there. No, it doesn't look like it. Crush 40 CD. That I don't own at the minute, actually. I do need to probably buy that, you know, because let's face it, Crush 40 have only had one album, but they totally deserve having two best of CDs. Absolutely. Do you not agree? Yes. Well, I don't think it would have been on Mixer Drive, but this is from the 21st of July. No. Ah, there we go, 20th of July, timing of this Disney special's fitting as the 2019 Lion King film's released this weekend. Do you know, I actually watched that today. That's something we can talk about, that ties into a previous Saturday Night Sega episode. And do you know what? Wasn't that bad. It's almost exactly the same as the original. They have changed a couple of bits around for the better. They've changed a couple of bits around for the worse. But all in all, you know, if you like Lion King, then you're going to like this version. It's just, it's got, it looks realistic as opposed to it not looking realistic. And they, you know, is it actually possible to spoil Lion King after 25 years?
Hey, Dad.
Oh.
Be my dad. Hey, Dad.
Yes?
We're pals, right?
Yes.
And we'll always be together.
Yes.
Simba,
remember. Remember. Did I mention in the Disney show about Mina's school putting on a performance of Lion King and it being pretty bad?
Hey!
Well, let's face it.
No!
Let's face it.
A bunch of 10-year-olds, they were amazing.
Remember. There was no acting, it was all recital.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, even the girl, there was a girl who played Scar, and I'll give her credit, she was really good, despite the fact that completely gender-swapped Scar. It was like, you're my brother! It's like, really, you could have just said sister and maybe just made that work a little bit better. But, you know, also female empowerment. But yeah, you're my brother, you weren't there. And it's just like, man, that's clearly a girl. No, she was good, but she can't sing. So Be Prepared was absolutely butchered. And I really like Be Prepared. That's my favourite song from Lion King. Because I don't know why. It's just, it's really just, can't explain it, actually. So seeing as we're talking about Disney, and I'm going to need an entire music break just for one song. This is not related to Disney, this is about something coming on a little bit later. So I want to try and blitz through things relatively quickly before I get to that point. Holiday songs. Now, if you don't understand the concept of a holiday song, it is a song that reminds you of a holiday. Pretty simple, right? However, the way that I try and do holiday songs is I need to have heard them, like, everywhere. Right? So, the idea is that you can't just hear it in one place over and over and over again. Because you'll tend to find, like, resorts will have their own entertainment. And the entertainment tends to loop. I remember, and I don't actually know if I told Mina this story once. I remember I went on holiday with my uncle and aunt at the time. They're not together now. We went to Cornwall for 2 weeks. And we did the first week and we watched the band that played. And there was a magician and there was a pub quiz. Now, the pub quiz, we were atrocious at. Absolutely appalling, right? Anyway, second week rolls around and this band plays. And we're like, huh, that's the same band that was last week. And the set was exactly the same as last week. And then the magician comes out and does the same magic tricks that they did the week before. And we were like, okay. Day after was the pub quiz. Now, any prizes? Well, there aren't any prizes for guessing how many we got right in the pub quiz. We went from doing really, really badly to getting every single question right because, shock horror, the questions were the same as the week before. Now, when they turned around and said, wow, you must be really good, we just went, yep. And we absolutely refused to cotton on, you know, to tell them or even cotton on to the fact that we'd been there the week before and had heard the exact same questions in the exact same order. Now, you'd think if most people go on holiday for 2 weeks, you'd think that your entertainment schedule will also be on a two-weekly schedule. You right, Dana? You'd think you'd also
clarify what you mean.
Mina's been now on the floor, cleaning jewellery, like next to a table, the other side of the room, before you get any odd ideas about her being there on the floor. And now she's decided to just lay on the floor with her feet up in the air. I'm realising this analogy is not sounding any better.
This explanation is not making it sound any better.
Whop, whop, whop. So yeah, you'd think that resorts that have like in-resort entertainment would have their entertainment on a 2-week loop, so that anyone that is there the first week won't be there in week three when you end up looping it round again. But
not these guys,
no. And they didn't quite cotton on, and it was all right for us because it ended up being a 250 quid cash pot. But you know, we split that like six ways, so it didn't really go very far. But still, you know, they were like, "Wow, you must be really good," and we were like, "Yeah, we're so clever. We took the money and literally ran out of the bar. We didn't stay there much longer, just in case they went, hang on a minute." But it wasn't cheating. We just knew all the answers because they told us them all last week. So it wasn't cheating. But just have a really good memory. But the point I'm trying to make here is there is no holiday song for that whole particular holiday, because obviously the band that was playing the music, and I can't remember any of the music, but obviously we heard that in the same place. So the gist of a holiday song has to be, for me, I have to hear it in two different places. Then it becomes a holiday song. So the first song, which for the life of me, I can't remember if I played on the Disney show or not, but if I did, then I'm sorry, you're going to listen to it again. The first song I heard on the drive to Gatwick Airport, because we put a CD on through Spotify and absolutely pissed Dad off something chronic. I mean, he was going to Disney for 2 weeks, so I don't know how he thought he was going to be avoiding Disney music for 2 weeks as well. But I think it was more he necessarily didn't want to listen to it on the drive, because as soon as the CD was finished, he asked if we could turn the music off. although, actually, no, we did put something else on, didn't we? What did we put on after? Yeah, then I think as we got closer to Gatwick, he got a bit fed up of listening to music. So the first song that I'm going to play is something that we heard on the drive down to Gatwick Airport, and then the Disney Transport buses made a point of playing it every single evening. So Mina probably knows what that is. The second song is a song that we heard pretty much every morning in Disney's All-Star Music Resort for breakfast, and I heard it on three different occasions whilst in Universal Studios. So because this song is not a Disney song, the second song is what I'm officially regarding as my holiday song. Because, well, I kind of feel like having gone to Disney for 2 weeks, choosing a Disney song as a holiday song is kind of a bit obvious, you know, because there's all sorts of Disney songs. Like, I could do, you know, I mean, the number of times I heard Hakuna Matata, for example, you know, that could also be a holiday song, because, you know, a lot of the shops were playing that. Because, I'd imagine it's because Lion King had not long come out, and a lot of the parks were doing stuff around Lion King, Animal Kingdom in particular. Well, see, they were celebrating the Lion King. They weren't actually doing anything for it, were they? They just had like different displays up for photos and stuff like that. But they weren't. They put on there celebrating 25 years of the Lion King, but weren't actually doing anything to celebrate it in the slightest. Whereas, for example, Disneyland Paris have put on a huge parade with Jungle Book and Lion King, which is only going on until September this year, which I'm quite gutted about. I'm going to Disneyland Paris next year, and I kind of wanted to see it. We're just waiting for approval so that then I can book it. As soon as I get approval, it's getting booked. So, right, so I'm going to play those two songs. I'm kind of hoping that by then, I might figure out what I want to play next. But then when we come back, I don't know. Do you want to talk a little bit more about Disney, or do we, you know, because we've only been on air about 20 minutes, so we could talk a little bit more about Disney and then segue into something else? Sound like a plan? Sound like a plan. Wicked. Here's some music then. Disney! Hooray! Because you've not had enough of it.
outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore, where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. For this, tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures, negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of dumb. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this. Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse. Parenthetical, hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of. Out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I do what it takes, whatever it takes. Do what it takes.
Yeah.
So I just played a song that said break the rules, because I figured after playing two songs that weren't Sega tracks, that would be quite appropriate. But I wasn't expecting it to have vocals. But hey, it wasn't Hatsumiku, so that's a bonus. But at the same time, I didn't understand any of it. Chain Chronicle, Break the Rules. Before that, Whatever It Takes from the band Imagine Dragons, from their third album, Evolve, if you're curious. You know, clearly not a Sega track in the slightest. But that's my holiday song for Walt Disney World 2019. And before that was Life is a Highway. And it's listed as various artists because that's what the CD was, but it's from the movie Cars, which is a Disney movie. And that, I suppose, if you want, it could be my holiday song for Disney songs. Mina's holiday song is The Middle from Zed and Skylar Grey, and she, for some reason, thought that was the song I was going on about, despite the fact that I don't actually like that song. But really, I think we probably did hear that song more than we did Imagine Dragons. But I also don't recall hearing it in Universal Studios. So, Mina, how was your holiday? Let's focus on the positives, because we're going to try and focus on positives now. It's been a week. Yes.
That's a very pessimistic way to start a conversation. How was your holiday? Only from your birthday.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because if we...
My mind is automatically
going to go. My mind automatically goes. I'm trying to think positive now. For those of you who are curious, and I'm not going to get into nitty-gritty, but there were a few disagreements, not during the course of it. But then you're going with seven people, five adults and two very, very young children. There were always going to be disagreements at some point. I think I was just a little bit surprised at the magnitude.
None of us, of all the five adults, none of us have children.
No. So I think there was always going to be disagreements. I think I was just a little bit surprised by the magnitude and frequency of them. But, yeah, we're not going to get into nitty-gritties. Now that I've actually had time to sit and reflect, I had a really nice time. I really, really enjoyed it. Because I'll be honest, as I say, you know, the negativity of it all, when I got back, it was sort of affecting me quite a bit. But I've had time to sit, I've had time to reflect, And yeah, I had a lovely time. And seeing the look on Alexis's face for some of the princesses, and also seeing her...
The sheer terror on her face.
Yeah, well. Yeah. We went to... She's got an autograph book. And this autograph book has got 50 spaces in it, plus extras. So it also got some signatures for odd people. Like, it got Mike and Sully from Monsters, Inc. and Olaf from Frozen as being characters that would sign, and they didn't sign because, of course, one of them's a snowman, so he's got stick hands, and the other two are monsters. Although I maintain that actually, you know, if they'd have done the costumes better, Mike and Sully possibly could have signed. But Ralph also was another one who could not sign because his hands were permanently in fists. But yeah, of the 50 people in this autograph book, we did 44 of them, I believe. Was that the final number? About 44? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
About 44. So, there were some funny ones. Like Alexis, she eventually warmed to Chewbacca, but wouldn't go anywhere near him to start off with. Absolutely terrified with Kylo Ren, to the point where he actually sort of blent into me when we were taking one of the photos. And I don't know if it was a voice box or if it's like a pre-programmed, like he just presses a button or someone presses a button and it plays out. But he just came up with, "I sense you may be trouble." While she's there like, no. We eventually got a nice photo. And then he just told me to go away. She was also equally, despite the fact it didn't move, she was equally scared of BB-8.
Yeah.
It didn't move, it just beeped.
It was a ball.
It's a ball. It's a robot ball. It didn't move. The head spun around very, very rarely. Yeah, she was terrified of BB-8, but went up to Jessie and gave Jessie a hug, you know, from Toy Story. She adored all of the Disney princesses, and I see that as a matter of pride, in that before we went out, we'd bought her, like my sister had bought her this autograph book with the 50 signatures in, or the 50 photo spaces. We'd bought her a separate princess one. And I said, right, we have to do all the Disney princesses. This is it. You know, Alexis, being a girl, she's starting to get into Disney. She really loves princesses. You know, I mean, when she was younger and starting to learn to talk, Disney to her was Aurora. So if she wanted to watch Disney, she'd say Aurora, and then she'd get really disappointed when we put Sleeping Beauty on, because actually she was on about Big Hero 6, but couldn't say Baymax or Big Hero 6, so she couldn't tell us what film she wanted on. So to her, Disney was Aurora. Always has been Aurora. And then she sort of learned that Aurora was a princess, and then she learned that Belle was a princess, and Jasmine, and Snow White, and Cinderella, and... In her room, we've got a poster with all of the Disney princesses. Well, I say all of them. It's not got Pocahontas on, strangely. It's got all the white Disney princesses in, plus Tiana. No, it doesn't actually. No, it doesn't have. No, it's got all of the American princesses, but not the Native American one. Plus the Scottish one, because why not? Merida. So I said we have to do all of them, and they all have to go in this book. But what we said was they had to be strictly just the official Disney, like what they call the official Disney princesses. So Ariel, Aurora, Snow White, Cinderella, Belle, Rapunzel, Merida, Mulan, etc., etc. There's what, 11, 12? Did we end up putting Anna and Elsa in there? I don't think we did we? We kept those out. But I think we kept those out. Because they're not officially Disney princesses. Whilst Anna from Frozen is a princess, she's not regarded as an official Disney princess, as in, like, their range of... You know, they do a Disney princess line, and Anna and Elsa aren't officially regarded in it. Although they do appear in Ralph Breaks the Internet in the Disney princess scene. And that makes me wonder whether they should be. But then Moana's in that as well, and she's also not regarded a princess. Although she's not a princess in the film anyway. But then, I suppose, well... Not Tiana, really. She marries into it more than anything else. Anyway! It is, yeah. Well, we haven't spoken about Sonictology for a while, so I do kind of need to rant about something. If anyone could tell me what the Church of Sonictology are doing, please send me a tweet and let me know. It really amused me. Although at this point, I think I'll still be watching Spider-Man. Yeah, my birthday. So I'm going to watch Spider-Man, and then we're going out on the lash afterwards. And then it's my actual birthday on Sunday. So see it in the right way, watching Spider-Man and then getting drunk. Or having a drink. Don't know how drunk we'll get. Anywho, so we managed to do all of the Disney princesses, and I'm really quite proud of that, especially because my sister did all but one. We attempted to get Mary Poppins, but that was just insane. The queues for Mary Poppins were insane. I don't know, were there any other Disney characters that you're quite proud we got a signature for? I mean, it was a monumental effort to get 44 done. Fairy Godmother was a good one, actually, yeah. But that's only because...
And she was lovely as well, though. I know you were asked one with an
She was lovely.
Yeah.
She was lovely. Funny story about that, actually. My nephew, so we were all queuing up, ironically queuing up for the Ugly Sisters, Anastasia and Drizella. Cinderella, if you didn't know. There may well be people who don't know who the Ugly Sisters are, where they're from, what their names are. Ugly Stepsisters. Well,
that takes a little bit more.
Yeah. So they're doing the photos, and they're... It's kind of weird, really, because they actually weren't that ugly. They kind of found sort of pretty girls to play the...
Yeah, they were more...
Annoying.
Ugly to their personality.
Yeah. Yeah, but where is...
His voice, like Janice in Friends. Brilliant.
Yeah. So they'd get to the... They'd keep doing... Oh, what was it the fairy godmother would say? Fibbidi-fabbidi-foom! But they'd, like, literally screech it. And you're just like, oh, my God, please shut up. It was one of those, like, please shut up. Anyway, the Disney cast members come out and they're like, oh, we're really sorry. You know, the sisters have to go. They didn't call them the Ugly Sisters. The sisters have to go. The fairy godmother's coming. Anyway, these sisters... Whilst fairy godmother's talking to my nephew, because he's getting the photo first, the sisters come up behind him and they're like... Here's a word of advice for you. Whenever you don't get what you want, just start crying. And the fairy godmother will give you whatever you want. And fairy godmother looked at them and they just shrugged and went, well, it worked for Cinderella, didn't it? And they walked away. And I sat there and I was just like, two things here. Number one, yes, you're completely correct. That is exactly what happened in the film, and you're completely right in saying it. Number two, probably not the best piece of advice to give to a four-year-old. Whenever you don't get what you want, just start crying and everyone will back down to you.
I don't think that was news to him, though.
I don't think it was news to him, definitely not by that point. But still, you'd think, probably not the best piece of advice. But completely in character for the characters. But yeah, Fairy Godmother was lovely. She spoke to Alexis like she knew her. And Alexis was just sat there in awe, like, whoa. Any others? I don't know if there were any others that we sat there and we were just like...
Mulan was really cool.
Mulan was quite nice. She was quite polite. She didn't look anything like Mulan. In fact, she looked a little bit old to be a Mulan. It's like just watching the live-action trailer for the remake today. Which has come out really early, actually, considering that film's not due out till March. They have brought that trailer out a little bit soon. But watching the trailer, I just sat there and I think, you are looking a little bit old for Mulan. But then I thought the same thing of the Jasmine. I thought Jasmine looked a little bit on the old side for a Jasmine. But that could have just been the lighting. Who knows? Anyway, I'm sure if we end up having more tales from the Disney hut, we'll remember. I mean, one thing that I've just remembered is we taught Alexis that TVs go to sleep. So she's kept screaming at the TV to wake up rather than trying to press buttons. Well, she's used to, she did.
TV,
she,
TV, wake up.
Yeah, but she would shout at it as well when it wasn't listening. TV, wake up. But yeah, TVs don't have ears. I don't know if you've noticed that. No ears on the TV. Where should we go now? Kickstarter. Let's do that. Because then I can do a search.
I had a lovely time on holiday as well.
Did you? Oh yeah, well go on, you share your... I did say if we had more tales from the Disney hut, we'd share them. If you have any tales, share them.
Nina, what did you think about your holiday? I had a great time, blah, 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 blah. Moving on.
Well, you go on then. What stories do you want to regale with us?
Ditto.
Just ditto. Ditto. You know when you sit over there, no one can barely hear you anyway. You need to come sit next to me sometimes.
No, thank
you. Why?
I smell.
Huh? What?
No.
You smell.
No.
You smell.
No.
You smell.
I smell, that's why I don't want to be next to you. I don't want to be talking. You smell.
So last week, there was a Kickstarter. And... there we go, found it. It's for something really super cool. There was something else I was going to say then, and I had to stop. It's for something really super cool. So on the 8th of December, Summer of Sonic, in a rather confusingly named event, because, you know, it's December, Summer of Sonic presents the Sonic Adventure Music Experience UK. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Sonic Adventure Music Experience is, number one, there's a clue in the name. It's a music concert for Sonic Adventure music, and it's an experience. They started doing it in 2016 for Sonic's 25th anniversary, and it's basically Jun Sonoi and the bassist, and which I forget his name. I'm going to look it up because I want to say Takashi Tanida or something like that. But if I say that, I'll have got it wrong. So let me look it up. Campaign. Boom, boom. Takashi Tanida. Check that out. I remembered it. So yes, there's Jun Sonoi on guitar, Act on drums, brilliant name, and Takashi Tanida on bass. Now, obviously, the bassist and the drummer are also the bassist and drummer for Crush 40, and they also worked on Team Sonic Racing. So these are guys that have played together for quite a while. And they've done a few gigs under the name Sonic Adventure Music Experience. So they've done a few in Japan. They did one in Magfest, I believe, last year. And they announced another one a couple of days ago for Tokyo in October. And they are coming to London for the Sonic Adventure Music Experience UK to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Sonic Adventure. That was very Scottish. I used to have a teacher in school. In fact, I saw her at work yesterday. She used to say like that. It's Scottish used to do cookery, because we had to do cookery as one of our design classes. She's like, hello there, class. It was always like, It was almost Liverpoolian as well. I saw them Liverpoolian. It's definitely Scottish. Anyway, so Sonic Adventure came out in North America and Europe 20 years ago this year. So to celebrate that, the UK is getting its very first Sonic Adventure Music Experience concert on the 8th of December. I'm going one way or another. I'm either getting the day off work and spending the whole day in London, or I'm working and shooting down to London for the concert and then coming back again. But either way, I have contributed towards the Kickstarter to get myself in. If you want to get into this concert, you must back the Kickstarter. Because the venue, which is called the... What did I say it's called? The Garage. The Garage. Huh? No, it's not the Hut. It's the Garage in London. It only holds like 500 people. So, you know, very limited guest list. And I don't even think Summer of Sonic staff are guaranteed to get in because, well, I've not heard anything to that effect, which is why I've kickstarted for tickets, because I don't want to say, yeah, I'm going, and then find out that I can't get in. And also, I want to contribute some monies towards it anyway. The event has been officially backed. It has been funded. They wanted... Well, the total cost was $13,500, and it is currently sat on $13,717. So there's still 13 days left to go on the campaign, but it has been funded. So if you pledge for tickets, it will be going ahead. You will be going on the 8th of December, and you'll get to see me, and you'll get to see Mina. Unfortunately, you won't see Alexis, because it's strictly a 14-plus gig if you're accompanied by an adult. So I don't think they'll let us take children in. But also, considering the time of day of the concert, I don't think she'd want to go anyway. But yeah, that's a pretty cool thing that's going on, that, you know, we'd be able to enjoy Sonic Adventure music played live in a concert setting, in a gig setting. This venue is where bands like The Killers and Green Day and Muse and Oasis and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they've all played there at some point. So this isn't just a, hey, we've hired a hall out like Summer of Sonic. This is a, we've hired a gig venue. We're actually going to have a gig. It's an actual concert for Sonic fans, and you could be there, but only if you back the Kickstarter in the next 2 weeks. I don't even know if there's a proper link. If you do a search for Sonic Adventure Music Experience UK on the on Google's or whatever, I'm sure you'll find it. If you don't, then it's been tweeted on Radio Sega. I'm fairly sure it'll get tweeted again at some point during the course of this show, so that you guys can all, you know, get your tickets, come join us. But as I say, it's strictly I think it's a 16 and over, or it's an 18 and over concert if you're travelling by yourself. If you are over 14, you must have an adult with you. And it looks like it's 38 quid a ticket, because, as I say, the only way that you can get in is by backing tickets on the Kickstarter. As soon as the Kickstarter closes, if your name ain't on the list, you ain't getting in. And to give you a taster of what this is going to sound like, here's three tracks from the CD that they brought out, the Sonic Adventure Music Experience CD, which was released, I think it was after the first concert, or they recorded it and then released it at the same time as the concert. I think they have since done a volume 2, but I don't own it. So here's some Sonic music, and then when we come back, I think we might talk a little bit about Skies of Arcadia, because, as I say, there's two tracks that I want to play that I don't think have ever been played on Radio Sega before. Certainly looking at the Twitter account, it doesn't look like they have, and they're going to take a good 20 minutes off just for two songs. So I'm quite looking forward to playing them. Mina, are you falling asleep?
No.
Oh, you just look like you are. You look like you're dozing. I'd rather you didn't. I quite like having a co-host to bounce off, even if you're not listening. I like the fact that you just perk up every so often. You was listening. You're coming with me to watch the Sonic Adventure concert.
Yeah.
Well, no, I said I want to play some songs in a minute. I said after I've played these, then we'll continue talking about this, and then we'll segue into Skies of Arcadia. I'm trying to stick to three topics, you see, because I know how long our talk beds are. So when I try saying that we're going to talk about seven things at once, we don't. But also, I've been on holiday for the last 2 weeks, so anything that...
How'd you find your holiday? My holiday.
I've been on holiday for the last 2 weeks, so I don't actually know much about what Sega have been doing.
Yeah.
So I can't really talk about any Sega stuff outside of the Sonic Adventure thing, because I don't know about it. So here's some Sonic Adventure music from the Music Experience album, which was released whenever they released it. We'll be right back. There we go! Hooray! Three tracks from the Sonic Adventure music experience. Keys to the Ruin from Pyramid Cave, which is from Sonic Adventure 2, I know, but apparently the Sonic Adventure music experience plays music from both games. Windy and Ripley for Emerald Coast, and That's the Way I Like It for Metal Harbor, which again is Sonic Adventure 2. I'd ask Mina what she was thinking, what she thought about them, because...
I like that most recent song.
Well, Metal Harbor, the one that was just on.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So when they play it at the concert, you'd be like, I know this one because it's the most recent one I heard.
Huh?
Huh?
No, I don't remember any of the other tracks you played. I just remember that one because it's in my mind.
I see.
It wasn't too late to play another song yet.
Right, but this time. This next music break is going to take 21 minutes, people. Settle in. So Sonic Adventure Music Experience. It's a Kickstarter. I say there's 13 days left. That's obviously from when I've been recording this show. There's going to be 12 days left by the time you see it. I was having a look through facts regarding The Lion King, the remake. There's really some... interesting facts here. This one here saying a group of elephants can be seen near Mount Kilimanjaro in the original trailer, which means that the film is therefore set in Tanzania. Well, I'll read some more of those during the next music break, one would imagine. So, I want to talk about Skies of Arcadia, but I know that's the point at which Mina would mentally check out, because she knows nothing about it.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. It's a role-playing game that came out on the Dreamcast.
I'll tell you what it's about.
It's a role-playing game that came out on the Dreamcast, and then it got re-released as Skies of Arcadia Legends on the GameCube. And I believe it's been about 15, 20 years since it came out.
Is this what Misty did before she became a Pokemon hunter?
God. Totally.
Yeah.
I'm a Pokemon hunter. She's a gym master.
Gym master.
God, Pokemon hunter, that'd be a very dark and mature take on the franchise, wouldn't it?
Oh, I know, it's Zelda as well.
At least you know he's a pirate, that's something.
Also, you know, pirate ship, flag.
Yeah. It flies.
Shit, no.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Skies?
Yeah, well, it's called Skies of Arcadia in Western countries. In Japan, it was called Eternal Arcadia. So the Japanese name would have given it a little bit. It'd have been harder to guess. Anyway, to celebrate, I think it's an anniversary. It must be an anniversary of the game coming out. Hello, I've got a buzz. What is that? A real time rain alert. Well, I'm inside, so that's not going to concern me, but thank you for telling me, phone. A French company by the name of Wayo Records has produced what they've called the Eternal Soundtrack. And now that I've noticed it, they've put Eternal with a capital E, but Soundtrack has got a little S. That's a bit of a shame. They should have used a capital S for that, because it's a name. Anyway, they've reissued the Skies of Arcadia soundtrack on CD. Which is lovely, because I always wanted to own the Eternal Arcadia soundtrack, because obviously it only came out in Japan. But you try looking for prices of the Eternal Arcadia soundtrack. It ain't cheap, let me tell you. So, when I found out that they were reissuing it, and they were reissuing it as a special edition, I had to has. I've since had a look at the track listing. I put disc one in, because what I was going to do is I was going to rip it, so that I could play music from the brand new Eternal soundtrack. But when I put disc one in, it actually read it as the Eternal Arcadia soundtrack. So I think what they've done is they've just taken the master from the original soundtracks and they've just reprinted it, which is fine. But that also means that the soundtrack is the same as what's currently on Radio Sega. With one exception. This is a 3-disc soundtrack. Now, for those of you who know your Sonic. For those of you who know your Sega soundtrack releases, you'll know that Skies of Arcadia, or Returnal Arcadia, if you want to give it its proper name, only came out on 2 discs. So what's on the third? Well, there's a fellow, and he looks really, really young. In fact, he looks horribly, yeah. Born in 1995, he began playing the piano at the age of 6. So he actually probably started playing piano at the same time Skies of Arcadia came out. His name's Raymond van Engelhoven. No, Engelenhoven. He's Dutch. So I can't pronounce his name. If I've butchered your name and you're listening to this for whatever reason, I do apologise. Also, if you are listening to Radio Sega, you should have put it in your liner notes for the soundtrack. It would have been nice to have got a mention in a soundtrack release. But there we go. He has recorded a piano suite, which I believe is called Voyage en Arcadia, which is that. It is saying here, basis of the arrangement, you'll find the opening theme of the game, which receives variations along the way through the 3 airship themes. In between, you'll find the themes of the Blue Rogues, as well as Ramirez and the Armada. The Kingdom of Ixataka music, and of course various battle themes, finishing conclusively with the opening theme once more. So there's that. There is also a second track, which I know nothing about, which is called Souvenir de Arcadia. Now, I don't know whether he did it, or whether it's something else, but that is not a song that is on the original soundtrack. It's a bonus track. It's another bonus track on the soundtrack. So this disc 3 has literally just got 2 songs on it. The other two discs, as I say, are exactly the same from the initial release. So I was kind of hoping I could pad this out a little bit longer, but as it happens, you know, Mina can't tell me anything about Skies of Arcadia apart from the fact it's got a pirate, Misty from Pokemon, and the Zelda in it. Princess Zelda.
It's kind of like, it's Princess Zelda and Princess
Zelda. Right.
It's very cute. Barbie.
Answers on a postcard if you can actually tell which characters are which, based entirely on Mina's description. I bet you couldn't tell me what the actual storyline's about, just based off of a screenshot.
They are riding the skies in search of stolen treasure, and they meet bad guys along the way, whom they have to defeat because they have boarded the treasure.
That's horribly, horribly basic. No, actually, treasure's got nothing to do with it, I don't think. It has been a long while since I've played it. I really need to get back into it. Please, if anyone from Sega is listening to this show right now, please re-release Skies of Arcadia in, like, HD. In fact, I don't even care if it's HD. Just re-release it. Just put it in, like, it's all crappy early 2000s graphical quality on, like, my Xbox or something, and I'll love you forever. I don't need any graphical upgrades. You don't even have to update the music. Just keep the sound quality exactly the same. Just put it somewhere for me to purchase, and I will purchase it. Because I bought DuckTales Remastered the other day for £2.50 on Xbox, purely because I already have it on PS3, but I can't be asked to go upstairs and play it. And it was getting delisted from the store because Capcom are losing the Disney license. And I wanted to play it on my big TV, so I bought it on Xbox One for £2.50, just so I had an excuse to play it again. I don't have to go upstairs. So my same argument, well actually, I was going to say, my same argument counts for Skies of Arcadia. I'd love to play that on Dreamcast again, but I own the GameCube version and I actually have that upstairs. So again, no excuse to not play that. Do you want to listen to some music that you've never heard on Radio Sega before? Why not? So, this first track, right, you need to settle in, get yourself comfortable, and you might want to zone out because it's a piano. It's entirely piano-led from what the liner notes lead me to believe. I've never listened to it before. I literally ripped this CD about 5 minutes before I started recording this show. So, settle in. This first track is 16 minutes long. So the our good friend Raymond, he must have been bloody knackered by the time he'd finished recording that. You don't want to get 14 minutes through the song and go, nope, cocked it, start again. So yeah, he must have been very, very tired. So that's 16 minutes. The second song is 5 minutes long. And honestly, I haven't got a clue about any of this. I don't know what it's like. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know if it's beautiful. It's probably going to be that we'll come back in about 20 minutes time and we're both going to be in tears because it's just going to be stunningly beautiful music. In fact, actually, if anything, I'd quite like Mina to pay attention to this because knowing nothing about the game and the themes of the music, you might actually be better placed to tell us if it's any good or not. Whereas I'd be like, it sounds so good compared to the originals. You'd be like, nah, it's just a really nice piece of music. So ladies and gentlemen,
I don't have any emotional text.
I know you don't, that's what I'm saying. So if you end up coming out the other end being emotional, then it's a really good song. No, please don't fall asleep. Right, music time. So this is Voyage on Arcadia from the Skies of Arcadia Eternal soundtrack. Available now via Wayo Records or Wayo Records. Wail! That sounded better in my head, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Mina fell asleep. As expected, the sultry tones of a young man on a piano is enough to send people to sleep. That was really good. That was really, really good. If you don't own the Eternal soundtrack for Skies of Arcadia, go buy it. Yeah, the balloons are moving.
Are they losing helium?
I'm actually surprised they've got helium in them. There's supposed to be a worldwide shortage at the minute. I feel so blessed. Maybe I could sell them. But look, I have helium. You want helium? I have three happy birthday balloons in my living room. Just feel like I point that out. And yeah, I think I should savour them for as long as possible because apparently I heard today whilst in town there is a worldwide shortage of helium. So I should sit there like Gollum.
My precious.
Viper just jumped onto the test stream to catch the end of the piano tracks.
Anything.
No, it has recorded. He's jumped onto the test stream because Last Call has just finished on the Radio Sega's main stream, and he went, "I jumped straight to your stream, and oh my god, yeah, it's beautiful." I say that was 21 minutes of just pure audio goodness. Viper says, "There's a worldwide shortage on helium because we use them on bollocks like balloons." It's like, well, dare I ask what else you'd use helium for? You know, it's kind of... Actually, I can't really have a conversation with someone who's, you know... Anyway. I actually have had a request. I had a request come through on the Twitters. It only just came up. Which means I can actually put it in before the show ends. So thank you to Nathan Cooper. There we go. Oh no, I also had another one. I'd like to request this one. Oh, I didn't see that. That was an hour ago. Violently overtaking. Oh, I see. I reckon I can put those in. Let's see if I've got them first. Violent. No, violent, not violent. I do have violently overtaking. Oh, good. I like the sound of that. Right, which name sounds better to you? Cyclic or Xena Lan? Yeah, I thought you'd go with that. This isn't going to help me, is it? Not at all. Oh, God. Right. Oh, it's because he's misspelt it. There we go. Wicked stuff. Right, so let's do that. Something I discovered during... dentistry. Of course, helium. Yeah, laughing gas. Helium.
I'm just going to remove your molars.
Something I discovered, I was telling Mina this earlier, whilst doing the pre-recorded shows. Now, I can't remember if it was one of the DJ sets or if it was the actual Disney episode. But do you remember me going on and on and on and on and on about the fact that I can't find songs anymore that I knew were definitely in Radio DJ, and I kept trying to add them and they weren't showing up, and I was doing Google searches to find them and nothing was helping. I accidentally found out how to do it. So apparently what happened, I can't spell, what happened is when you try to play a song and for whatever reason Radio DJ can't find the song, it automatically assigns the song a rating of 0, as in can't find this, and then you have to tell it, you have to go into Tracks Manager and you basically tell it, no, it's still there. Set it as 1, and it goes looking for it again, and goes, ah, I can find it now. So, quite wonderfully, I have now been able to re-add songs that I've wanted to play for ages. I say re-add there, and I just keep thinking of Alexis trying to say whale. Alexis has somehow learned that whale needs to be said with a slight Welsh accent. So you show her a picture of a whale and you're like, what's that? She goes,
or a dolphin.
Or a dolphin. Doesn't matter. She thinks they're the same. She sits there and she goes, oh, look, whale. I don't know where she got it from, but it is so funny. Just to hear her go, whale. Green Viper says, I've got a request to stick in for the hell of it. Ooh. Can I play that? No. He's requested something I don't own, and we've only got about 15 minutes left before we end, so I probably can't play that either. That'll have to be a next week jobby. It's also pre-recorded. Because, yeah, it is. I was thinking about it, wasn't I? I was just saying, is it? It is. It is a pre-recorded show next week. I'm so sorry. I'm being such a social butterfly. So this week's obviously my birthday, and I've not done anything about my birthday in this show. You know, no happy birthday jingles or anything, because I don't have any. I don't even know if there's a song called Happy Birthday. I wonder what happens if I do a search for birthday. Birthday. There is a song called Birthday Train. Do you know, I'm going to finish the show on that. There's Jet Set Radio Future Birthday Cake, but I don't want to play that. I'll play Birthday Train, because I've not played that one before. Also, woo woo! All aboard Birthday Train, because, you know, by the time this show finishes, it'll be midnight, so it'll be my actual birthday. I'm 33. Where was I? Yes, so this week's my birthday show. Next week, I've been invited to a housewarming from a friend of mine at work who actually moved into her house about 6 months ago and has only just got around to a housewarming. She was meant to have done it during July, but another one of my friends said, we can't do it in July because I'm not here. So they kept pushing the date back for my benefit, so I kind of feel like I need to turn up now, because if I don't go, it'd be kind of rude. So, unfortunately, you have got another show with minimal interaction. It'll be me and the missus, once again, bantering. We'll try and pay a bit more attention to see what Sega are doing at the minute. Although, I did notice there is a PlayStation Network sale going on at the moment, and there are some discounts to be had on Sega games. I noticed at the very least that Yakuza 4 and Yakuza Dead Souls are down to £4.50 or £4.79 or something like that in the sales, so I am going to grab those before they go off sale, because I need to play them. And then, yeah, there's like Persona 5 and a couple of others. So, you know, that's on until, I believe, the 28th of August. So, you know, have a look at that. See if there's anything that tickles your fancy. Yeah, so I'm going to play these next three songs. I think we might actually end up overrunning ever so slightly because, yeah, I actually started the show at 8:17 my time. It's going to be 10:17 by the time this music break finishes. So we're going to overrun slightly. So here's three songs. One song that I've wanted to play since the very first episode of season 4 of Saturday Night Sega, and I've not been able to because obviously I cocked it on Radio DJ, and now I've managed to uncock it. And then the two requests that I've had that come through on Twitter that I only just noticed. Well, I saw the first one, I didn't see the second one. Not quite sure why that didn't pop up for me on my phone, but there we go. So, yeah, and then after that, we'll say our goodbyes. And I'm going to play Birthday Train. Woo-hoo! All aboard Birthday Train. Mina might actually say something in this next music break. How was your holiday? The answer to that question coming next.
Oh man, I'm so glad I wore my quarantine suit today.
No kidding. Hey, somebody take a look at that freakazoid over there. He's really disgusting.
It's fun enough.
He takes one step and he calls for a brush. My pants began to blast him back. Shit apart like a broken geranium in a pot. Do you know what we got? We got a photon missile. whistle and we're taking a shot.
Pow. The game's changed because people are changing.
Humans rearranging a different strange thing.
Aim for the brain, maintain no fainting.
If it pays by the cards, then we're making changes.
The devil
at a molecular level.
You never stop, I'll strive.
You know I'm a rebel.
Cross between a human and a rat.
Put your enemies away with a baseball bat.
Electropop.
Ride like a pork chop. Won't stop rapping until the human race is on top.
Up in the space, I won't knock.
Even on the Earth's surface, it's scorching.
Came from underground.
Despicable creatures with mangled
so
limbs.
So they could knock us down.
A pool of blood is where the bodies
will run this town.
We've got them loaded, but the pool
they came
in.
From underground. They came from underground.
wasn't paying attention. Sorry, didn't realise that the song was getting close to ending. I feel like I've heard that before. Silex Stage. There was an extra C added in the tweet there. That's why I couldn't find it. From Cosmic Carnage. Before that, Violently Overtaking. Although it didn't sound that violent, actually. I was kind of expecting it to be a lot heavier. Bit of a shame, really. But good song nonetheless. Sega Rally 2006. They're our two requests of the week. And they came from underground. Well, the request didn't. The song did. Anarchy Reigns by Rushton and Diamonds. You know, the Radio Sega Fan Choice Song of the Year winners a couple of years back. But I think that was more for Fastlane than it was they came from. Anyway, they bragged about it on their website. It was cool. Mina, how was your holiday?
Game over, yeah.
No. We've got some time. I've just written birthday rain, and now all I can think of is chocolate rain. Birthday rain! I missed the tea out of trade, I'm sorry. Anyway, holiday. Come on, finish us off with a nice story. Have you got any nice stories?
No.
No nice stories.
You said it.
I said it. What story? What story did I say? We've been there for 2 weeks. I'm sure you've got some nice stories.
I don't know. Funniest story is Alexis made a load of chicken bed. Running around Mickey. And that's really no.
Yeah, that was quite funny. Any happy memories that you've got?
Any happy memories.
Yeah, no, but any of us. Yeah. Like not involving Alexis, any for just you.
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Got butterflies
again. Is it? You don't forget, actually, yeah.
I met Frozone.
You met Frozone, yeah, but don't forget, you cried.
Fireworks,
the happily ever after fireworks. You cried. That should be a happy memory.
Yes.
Happy after. Blah, 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 blah. The happily after ever fireworks. Did you not even get emotional watching the Once Upon a Time show? That second show with Magic. No, don't bother about that one. Ugh, synchronized yawning. Right. I suppose we best go. There's a spider on the floor. sorry, for those of you who probably don't get that, I'm not explaining it. Tune in next week, I'll tell you then. I'll have forgotten by next week. So, next week's show, pre-recorded, 10 o'clock UK time. If there are any songs that you want to hear between now and then, send us it on Twitter. You can either send it to me personally at GabbyUK, or you can send it to the Saturday Night Sega Twitter account at SNS_RS. And I will endeavour, if I don't have it on my playlist, I'll endeavour to have it on the playlist ready for next week. And then, all being well, hopefully, if I stop being a social butterfly, hopefully we'll be back live on the 24th of August. I can't think of anything that's happening on the 24th. Although it's only for a week, isn't it? Because the 31st is nephew's birthday party. Is that the 31st? We think. We think there's something going on. It best not be going on the 24th.
What?
Why would they do it the week before, not the day after?
No, I keep telling you, he's having a party with a school friend the week after.
Oh! So we might be doing something the week before. I might not even be live the week before then. Who knows? Stay tuned to Twitter is probably the best thing to do there. Or maybe I just excuse myself from the party and do the show and then watch Mina come home an absolute drunken mess and make a mess of the carpet. Well, you know, if we end up doing a party whenever it is. Why are you looking at that balloon for? Just because it's rocking? There's someone watching you. Ceiling cat. Ceiling cat's real. Which actually, it was the spider. It's got under the sofa now. It's come to get you. I'm coming to get you, Barbara. No? Don't get the reference? Right. I leave you with Birthday Train from Guilty Gear. I don't even know how you pronounce it. Exurd? Exurd. How would you pronounce XRD? Bang, it's a what? XID. How would you pronounce that? Zud. Xud. No idea. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be back. After trying to do 3 shows in 2 days before I went on holiday, it's nice to be back just doing one at a time. My name's been Gabby. Mina's been here as well.
Hi.
She fell asleep and woke up again, which is a first. Normally when she falls asleep, that's it. She's gone for the night, but she woke up again. And I'm so honoured. We'll catch you all next week for another 2 hours of the best worst show on Radio Sega. Or maybe it's the worst best show. Who knows? Whichever way around it goes, it's still the best. Yeah. Catch you next week. Ta-ta. Bye-bye. We're going to do Game Over Yeah.
Game Over Yeah.
Awesome. Do it proper. Well, I haven't got it proper. I'm gonna do my I don't think I've got it proper. No, I don't have it proper. You can get it up on YouTube and play it if you want. I can get it up on YouTube and play it if you want. It'll sound really garbled. Right, okay. It'll sound really garbled. Sorry, I was going to play music, but Mina's dared me to do this now.
Apparently.
You said okay. So, that's all I need to know. I can play it for 10 hours. Here we go, look. This was uploaded 10 years ago. Hang on! It started playing before I was ready. Brilliant. Ta-ta. Now, forgot to mention that, I'm 33. Woohoo! Mina's looking at me like she's gone completely mental. But it will be by the time this actually airs. Happy birthday to me. Well, see you next week. Cheers, bye.